There's something wrong with my daughter. She's 1.5 and she refuses to watch TV. And it's a problem, man. My wife and I work from home. Well, my wife works. And I want to be clear about the severity here. We're not talking about a picky kid, okay? We put on Blippi. This is grade A content. It's a grown man in suspenders who has dedicated his life to being interesting to toddlers. And she gives him 10 seconds. She dances during the intro out of politeness, I think, and then just leaves. I'm like, what the hell? I turn up the volume a bit. Maybe she can't hear. Nothing. She's all the way on the other side of the room now, playing with blocks and a little play sink with water. My wife and I look at each other like, what are we gonna do with this one? So I escalated to Miss Rachel. Okay, you don't walk away from Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel worked on our 4-year-old like a tranquilizer dart. Just hours and hours of stillness, like a normal, healthy kid. I go, Emmy, come here. I have a surprise for you. She starts clapping. She loves surprises. That's the tragic part of the story. She trusts me completely. And Miss Rachel comes on going, hi, hello, can you say mama? And I look at the little troublemaker and I'm like, mama. And she looks at the TV, she looks at me, she looks at the TV and walks away. She rejected Miss Rachel. Do you understand the numbers on this woman? She starts playing with physical objects. And at this point, I'm like, okay, this is getting concerning. I go on ChatGPT. I give it as much context as possible. We have a 1.5-year-old daughter. She's vaccinated. She sleeps plenty. Loves to play with her sister, but refuses to watch. And I'm like, what do you recommend? Be specific. And ChatGPT tries to give me some nonsense about how this may be healthy and normal, but I already know all about how AI works. I'm like, BS, you've just been trained to say that. You're not a real parent. Give me actual suggestions. Don't make any mistakes this time. And to its credit, it folded immediately and it said the word cocomelon. Now, you have to understand what cocomelon is, okay? This isn't a show. Cocomelon is literally crack for kids. They do focus groups. The moment a kid looks away, they note the timestamp and re-engineer that segment until no child can look away. The end result is basically Adderall in video form. I tell my wife, and she winces. She's heard what cocomelon does to kids. I go, trust me, honey, okay? This is it. I put Emmy on the couch and tell her I have a surprise for her. And she starts clapping. I find an episode that has 3 billion views and I'm like, okay, this is it. This has worked for 3 billion kids. Start tearing a little, thinking about all the work I'm gonna be able to do. The intro starts and the colors are unbelievable, man. The wheels on the bus went round and round and the light poured directly into my skull and I was gone. I don't know how long I watched, like 5, maybe 10 minutes. And somewhere behind me, I hear a clank and I surface like a man coming out of anesthesia. And I look at the couch and she's not there. She left, man. I find her in the kitchen stacking jars. I storm up to her and I'm like, Emmy, no, this is not okay. You need to watch. She shakes her head. She's like, no. And I broke, man. I broke down. My sweet, sweet daughter. She's not right, man. She's not right in the head. Her cousins, they're perfectly fine. They sit on their iPads like good little kids, not moving for hours at a time. I put Emmy in between them. I'm like, look at your cousins. Why can't you be more like them? That night, I call our pediatrician directly on his phone. And he hears me crying. And he's like, is everything okay? Please take her to the ER if this is an emergency. I say, doc, you know us, we're good parents, but we've tried everything. She won't watch. And it was quiet for a second. He says, watch what? I say, anything. Blippi, Miss Rachel, nothing holds her. He says he's a little busy and that maybe we should take her to an optometrist. I say, no, her eyes work, doc. I know her eyes work because every time I eat ice cream, she detects it from across the house like sonar. Tells me to call the office in the morning. I go, we even tried cocomelon. He hung up. And at this point, I just feel completely alone as a parent. Do you ever feel that way? That the whole world is normal and there's something wrong with you, like only specifically you? It pained me to feel that way for my child. How is she going to fit in this world? I tried confiscating the blocks, but she just cried and cried and cried. That night when the kids had gone down, I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders and just needed to relax. put on some Miss Rachel and started singing along quietly in the dark. She always makes me feel better. And that's when it hit me. What if I became Miss Rachel? See, because Emmy seems to like it when I make goofy faces and dance in front of her. What if I perform Miss Rachel live in front of the TV to teach her what content is? And then slowly I can wean her off me and onto the screen. I go on Amazon and order the pink shirt and overalls. I pay $2.99 to expedite and it comes in the next morning at 8 a.m. And while my wife is upstairs on a meeting, I get Emmy and I tell her I have a surprise for her. She gets excited and starts clapping. I put her on the couch and say, wait right here. I go change in the bathroom and come out in the full costume and I go, hi, hello, can you say dada? And she starts laughing hysterically, man. I do icky, sticky, sticky bubble gum. I do hop, little bunny, hop, hop, hop. And Emmy is losing it. I have never heard this child laugh so much in my life. 30 minutes in and I'm sweating. I stop to take a break and she's like, more, more. I perform for another half hour and she doesn't break focus even once. And I'm like, okay, brilliant. So she does like Miss Rachel. She just needed to see me do it. Maybe she just can't make sense of what a TV is spatially or something. It was now time for phase two. I turn on YouTube on the big screen and put on Miss Rachel's most watched episode. A number of views I won't say out loud, man. I stand next to the TV and I point at the real Miss Rachel and I say it slowly to her. I'm like, Miss Rachel. I point back and forth from me to the TV telling her, look, same thing. And I think she got it. I sneak off to the bathroom and I change back and I come out grinning, proud of myself. And she's gone. She's not at the TV. I panic. I look back and I find blocks and towers everywhere. And I break down again, man. I start crying. I take her in my arms and I say, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna figure this out. Emmy still refuses to watch. And I die a little at restaurants when I see some other family's kid sitting quietly on their iPad, their parents eating warm food with two hands like kings. For now, though, I found that if I just sit with her and act out and make faces for half an hour to an hour in the morning, she'll watch that. So I'm relieved that the abstract notion of watching is still functional in her brain. I ordered a Blippi costume the other week and Emmy loves it. The problem is my four-year-old is starting to like it too. She came up to me, she's like, Daddy, can you put on the costume and do Blippi? And I had to be firm, man. I was like, sweetheart, okay, no, that's for your sister. She needs our help right now. The best thing you could do is be a role model for her. And I handed her my iPad and her whole face lit up. And I go, make it as loud as you can, sweetie.